I came here as Adam. Right? Then the first thing I did was to kill my brother. Right? Then what? Then go on. All are me. When I realize that there is this arrogance in me, the spirit is started to make Moses over there. All these prophets we are talking about are the adjectives that you should have, all of them. The last one who is a fighter is David. Why? Because he should fight. He should fight with the ego. That's self-fighting. Then there is this Solomon. Who is Solomon? One must know. Why? How could I explain that fellow? How does he feel? No. Because he is healthy. You know that word in Arabic is that magical word which explains a fellow who is healthy and everything is absolutely clear to that fellow, Musaltam, and surrenders, taslim, and so on and so on and so on. A perfect human being. This is Solomon. Why we make Solomon? And here we talk about Solomon. Did we start with Solomon? Do you remember the prophet we started with? The Pharaoh. We talked about Moses. And we'll talk about Moses again, of course. Now is the time for Solomon, because Solomon could make that mosque. Why? Because Solomon doesn't pay anyone to do something. We'll just let them do this and they will do it. Why? Because he's not a position, he's listening to the ant, he's like that. He wants to go from here to there. Carpet, go there, the carpet will go. That's how we design it, because he is grabbed by something, magical stuff. Do you remember it? No. What is the magical stuff? The only thing about the Solomon is a ring God gave to him. And that ring has a piece of stone. That piece of stone represents love. Solomon is a human being which is love is given to that fellow in his hand. And for you to remember it and understand it, we make the only silly thing Solomon does is when he washes his hand. What does that mean, washing your hand? Ah, you're not thinking like this about this. This is the way we make our stories. Whenever you defend yourself and you want to wash your hand and you say, I didn't touch it, I didn't do it. Once you do that, you will forget to have it back. The devil. Where was that devil? Why the devil was there? Because Satan is this. Satan is logic. Satan is in me. Do you remember the story I told you so many times? And there is no difference between these Semite religions about that story, right? You should remember it. Solomon, we forget this. Means my heart will forget something, my brain will take over. then my brain is acting like my heart. So the Satan will go up.
He is the Solomon.
What about our Solomon? Nothing. Finished. Finished. Okay, now our story to not to make you that hopeless. You say, Solomon will go to God and say yes. We say what? Rabbana innana lalam. Yeah, the stuff that he said that Adam, he would say, my God, that's my mistake. My mistake. We'll take it, we'll give it to him, everything works all right. Means Solomon is the fellow that God has given the love. That doesn't mean God pinch a love in this fellow. It's just a ring on your hand. And if he's not careful, he misses it. That's the Solomon to us. It means perfect heart, perfect soul. Here we say perfect soul. Moses was the soul, but he was not perfect, remember? First of all, he needed something to lay on, remember? Do you remember how long he talked about it? Why? A large piece of the holy book is about Moses talking about this stick that I have in hand. Then later they will write, oh yes, because God was talking to him, he wanted to know. Rumi explained it to you and he said, that stick is the logic, reasoning. Moses will lay on it because all the blind people, they need that stick. But when you have the eyes, you don't need that stick. You should throw it away. Rumi told us about that. This is how these stories are built up. So here he said, the Solomon, and only Solomon could make this mosque. And it's amazing that you heard it about the second story here, and it will go a couple of different stories, then you will learn something more about it. Here you learn that only Solomon could do it. Later you will learn that Solomon knows that it doesn't remain the same. It will be ruined. Why? Because that's the necessity of changes, and changes are the essence of existence. Remember all that? So the Solomon is the best king he could ever have. Then what? What about that silly brain? This is what you should think of. Don't think about becoming Solomon. You're not Solomon. That ring, God will give it to you. We're talking about you trying to do something for yourself here. So, first of all, you should bring that queen here. Means what? Solomon has one home. Does he have a house, a country, and there is another country? These are all nonsenses. We are talking about moving your brain from the environment that she is the king. You should remove it. You should go out. And you will see that in another couple of stories. Then we come back to it. Because even when she is there, she likes the chair, special chair that she was sitting on. Means the basic of your ideology. Yes, you cannot let go of it. So the Solomon will somehow move that piece of junk for her. Because you have to. Because that's how the brain works. Here, we are not talking to the brain anymore. Somehow we are talking to you. Because because to us, your brain is a part of your flesh. It's like your bone. We're talking about the spirit here. So we said, okay, let's start with this base of you. What is the problem of this base of you? Whoever will propose something new to you, your brain starts to think, so what? What do you need? What's in it for you? Or what's in it for me? Do you remember all that attitude? So, first of all, let me tell you the story of this village, which is sending a lot of gold to Solomon. Do you remember the goldsmith we talked about and all that? Here, Belgrade will send 40 cows of gold. A very good beginning for a Hollywood movie. They go to Solomon. When they arrive over there, they will see even the treasure is made of gold. Everything is gold. Why? Over there, gold was something which doesn't fade away, which doesn't ruin, which doesn't go away. It's always there. So rain loved it. In the field of the Solomon, everything is like, nothing needs to change like that. So everything is gold. The fellow who were carrying it said, let's go back. And I said, no, let's go. They bring it to Solomon for what? For ruining. To tell you that Solomon sent a message to Belgrade that, you silly you, I didn't say, give me something. I said, become a better person to be worthy of a lot of things that I will give to you. I don't ask anything from you. My heart doesn't need my brain. Will give my brain a lot of good information and will lead it to the best way. This is what it is. So, to explain this, then he said, went to the story of blah, 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 that we will go. So, we are talking about the Solomon. Here, we hear today the message that Solomon is sending to Belgrade. We know that this is not it, right? Because we know that the message was the first one. Nobody talked about it. Rumi said, we appreciate the Belgrade because even the little bird was not little and small. She understood the message. That's it. Here is the second message of the mistake of Belgrade. He is insisting upon that. Who is the guilty one tonight? Peter.
Which one?
8:11, 8:12.
How Solomon, on whom be peace, explained, saying, my labor in thy faith is purely for God's sake. I have not one atom of self-interest, either as regards thy person, or thy beauty, or thy kingdom. If thou thyself wilt see when the eye of thy spirit is opened by the light of God.
Okay, did you listen? A strange contradiction of mixing special words here to explain something. We'll hear the explanation later, but look at it. Solomon is sending a message. Rumi will make a title of this message, means concentrating it, right? So he started like that. That, okay, the Solomon